Asheville author Tommy Hayes has written several novels, but what I came to tell you is his first for young readers. Here's Hayes reading the opening lines of the book.
Before their mother became Buddhist, she would take Grover and his sister to the First Presbyterian Church downtown. The minister talked about God being everywhere. Omnipresent was the word he liked to use. But what Grover believed more and more, if you could call it believing, was the omnipresence of absence, the everywhere of gone.
When I spoke to Hayes about what I came to tell you, he said he didn't consciously write it for a young audience.
It just was sort of a natural thing. It wasn't like a book that I said, okay, well, I should not include this because it's for children, or I should talk this way because it's for children. It wasn't like that at all.
That doesn't really surprise me, especially given the fact that a lot of the subject matter and the themes that you're dealing with in this book are really intense. They're pretty sophisticated concepts that this
right.
young boy is dealing with.
Yeah. His mother has died 6 months before the novel actually starts. In an accident, actually on Charlotte Street. And so his father, who is the director of the Thomas Wolfe House, throws himself into his work to lose himself. And Grover, who's 12 and is our point of view character, he throws himself into making these tapestries in this bamboo thicket close by his house. And he makes these and then carries them over to his mother's grave, which is in Riverside Cemetery, where his mother's buried. And these tapestries become to him sort of central. He spends more and more time doing them. And that is one of the saving things for him is his art. I think his art gives him a way to express his grief and embody his feelings.
I love the symbolism, too, of being able to turn to nature to find that comfort.
Right. And this was all inspired by my son, who used to spend all this time out in the bamboo behind our neighbor's house. He did it for years. And he would take little tools out there and build furniture and do all sorts of things out there. And the neighborhood kids would come, too, and they would be down there. And that was always sort of like central in my mind, that bamboo out there. So I knew when I started working on this story that that would play a part.
It is a really strong image.
And then Grover has a sister who's 2 years younger, and he sort of ends up looking after her in some ways because the father has checked out in some ways. And so that's another thing that Grover finds himself having, this responsibility that he didn't have before his mother died.
Yeah, there are a lot of really powerful scenes and situations in the book that have to do with just how difficult it is to be a kid and lose your parent. And not only from the point of view of, you know, missing kind of the basic comforts of having a mother, but the dynamics of a family and how much those
right.
can change once someone is gone from them.
Right, right. Well, family's always been a central theme in my work. It's not something I consciously do, but it's what I end up writing about. I was thinking about this because my mother, when she was 6 years old, her mother died in childbirth. I think that growing up with a mother who had gone through that, even though she wasn't real talkative about it, it always felt sort of present in our household. So looking back, you know, you don't know what you're doing when you're writing, but it's only after you're looking back and people are talking to you about it that you start thinking, like, where do things come from? And I think that's one of the sources of the feeling in the book.
Thomas Wolfe plays a really big role in this story without actually being a character.
Right.
Why Thomas Wolfe?
Well, I was writing about Asheville. Also, I'm a writer in Asheville, and I feel a real fondness for a city that is literally built up around a house of a writer, or if it wasn't actually his house, his mother's boarding house. A lot of people have no idea who Thomas Wolfe is anymore, which I know some people of a certain generation would find hard to believe. I just love the idea of including the history of a writer in the book. But again, it just felt like that would be something his father would be interested in, that he would be sort of English majory kind of person. And it would be a way for him to make a living, still pursuing his passions, the father. So it felt like it would fit that family, too.
Tommy Hayes will read from and sign copies of What I Came to Tell You tomorrow afternoon at 3 at City Lights Bookstore in Silva. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.